What I'm going to be talking about for the next 45 minutes is a creation of a guardianship. It's going to be somewhat basic. What the design was to have these 11 or so pages plus the attachments be what you would need to look at if you did not have much experience in guardianship, and so this is also going to help you qualify for your ad litem certificate. The paper, big thanks to my associate Claire East, who wasn't able to be here today for the conference, for updating the paper. I told her, Claire, the estates code has been out since January. Nobody needs those estates code provisions. Everybody has memorized them. She said, well, you know, maybe some people haven't. So for those of you who haven't, we are having all the new estates code sections in the paper so that you can help find things when you're creating what you need to in order to begin the guardianship. So we will begin with page one and the definition of incapacitated. Now, we've all been hearing lots of talk about guardianship yesterday and today, and we will continue to. But it's always good to look at the definition. And it's always impressive to your clients when you can rattle off that definition. There are two basic types of a guardianship or an incapacity. One is that somebody who's a minor under the age of 18. And the other is someone who, because of physical or mental conditions, is unable to. It looks like I'm moving ahead to another paper here while we speak. And the other one is that someone who, because of either a physical or mental condition, cannot handle the affairs of daily living that are part of being a guardian of a person, or cannot handle financial activities that would require a guardianship of the estate. And so first, in order to determine whether or not you're going to do anything in a guardianship and file something, is whether or not there really is a need for a guardianship. Which sounds like a pretty simple question, but when you get down into it, the answers are not always self-evident.